You will hear someone talking about how technology will change our lives. Complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
My name's Helen Chapman, and I have my dream job at a technology company in California. My job changes all the time, but at the moment I'm developing the next generation of smart devices. That's devices connected to the internet. I'm often asked how I ended up in this role. I can trace my interest in hardware right back to my childhood in England many years ago. In those days, I used to spend a lot of time at the weekends and in the holidays on my own, wondering where all my friends were. This was the mid-1970s, decades before the invention of the mobile and the personal computer, or at least decades before these things became affordable. So I couldn't text friends or message them, but everyone had a regular phone at home. So we used to call friends at home to ask if they wanted to hang out. More often than not, we'd get hold of someone's mum who'd say, "No, sorry, Tammy," or whoever I'd called, "Tammy isn't at home, she's with her cousin. Can I take a message?" Oh, that dreadful phrase! I never left messages because I wanted to go out right then, not wait for hours until someone finally got home. I started dreaming of a technological solution to my boredom. I had one idea for something that would fit in my pocket, like a James Bond spy device. It'd have a screen that would display the location of my friends with a little dot on a map. I wanted a device like this more than anything, but it was pure fantasy. Colour TV had only just been invented, never mind a pocket-sized gadget for finding friends. Fast forward 40 years, and smartphones are everywhere. The idea of a device for finding friends seems, well, rather old-fashioned. Already, over 20 billion phones, computers and games consoles are connected to the internet. My job's all about the next big digital revolution, the Internet of Things. By 2025, over 75 billion devices will be connected to the internet. We call it the Internet of Things because the majority of the devices online will be everyday things. By that I mean vehicles and all sorts of household equipment, so things like fridges, cookers and vacuum cleaners. This technology is already being used in ultra-modern smart homes where every aspect of the home is controlled with a phone or tablet. So, for example, when you walk into your smart home, the lights have already been turned on and your favourite music is playing. You walk past the living room where a small circular robot vacuum cleaner is cleaning the carpets and so on. In homes of the future, the temperature will always be just right, because homes will know what time residents get home on different days, so they will turn on the heating or the cooling system to suit users. Your fridge will never run out of snacks and drinks, because it'll be able to order shopping online. Your personal assistant will greet you as you enter your room and tell you things like, "Your brother is already at home and your mum will be home at 6:30 to have dinner with you. Your mates have arranged to play computer games with you at 8:30. It'll also remind you to tidy your room. At the moment, I'm developing systems that can help you find things you've lost using the home's security cameras. The system should be able to locate most things, but you'll still have to go and fetch them. It won't bring things to you. It's not that smart. Parents will also be able to access the images from wherever they are as a safety measure using their phones.